Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with East Lincoln Speedway winner Manda Brown. Then we'll speak with the Legends Pro winner for the Legends Dirt Nationals, Alex McCollum. And we'll have a conversation with $10,000 winner from Toccoa Speedway, Kenny Collins. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. We'll start out at Tri-County Speedway, Hudson, North Carolina, the car store in town. Caden Honeycutt, Connor Jones getting the big wins. Jesse Rocket, the checkers at Ultimate Raceway in Elkin. County Line Raceway to Chris Arnold. Jaden Bowling, last week's guest, a winner at Rockfish. New River All-American to Kristen Drum and Brenton Irving. Steve Collins and Tito Clapp getting the checkers at Caraway. The track your mama warned you about, Cherokee Speedway in South Carolina. Donald McIntosh and Ethan Wilson amongst the winners. The Big O tribute at Iron City Kartway goes to driver Shay Chavis. $10,000 to the driver known as Dirty Money. Michael Page doubled up at Dixie Speedway in Georgia. Winder Barrow goes to Daniel Fowler. Riley Hickman and Tyler Price victorious at I-75 in Tennessee. South Boston, Virginia, the Smart Tour to Burt Myers. Greg Edwards wins at Langley. Justin Williams victorious at Natural Bridge. And Brandon Umberger, the winner at Beckley, West Virginia. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner from last weekend at East Lincoln Speedway, Manda Brown. Hey, Manda, welcome to the show. Not only last weekend, but I've seen you win a number of times throughout the year, getting the information and such. Before we get going as to the race and all that, what is the official name of the class you race in out at East Lincoln?
Well, I run in the Chicks and Vicks class. It's awesome.
Chicks in Vicks class winner, Manda Brown, on the profabrication.com hotline. What is the Vic part of that?
It is the Crown Vics that are becoming more and more popular in our area. So it was a way to open a class up for beginner women like myself and give us a safe space to get out there and cut loose in these Crown Vics.
Wow. And our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Manda Brown, has been cutting loose at East Lincoln Speedway. She also runs near her home in Gaffney, South Carolina at Cherokee Speedway and across the southeast. But it looks like you've really got things, handled at East Lincoln. That's a tight little joint there where I would imagine you and whoever you're racing kind of does a little bit of bumping and banging. Has that take place at this point in the early years of Chicks in Vicks class racing?
Unfortunately, it has. I actually got a little hot-headed this past weekend in the race and made some moves or whatever. I felt like some of these guys at Gaffney, like, you know, Justin Watts and TJ Slack and these guys that are whooping up every weekend. But I made some moves. Unfortunately, the lady had the preferred line, but I had the faster car. And so I made some moves and made some cars wiggle a little bit to get the line I wanted. So,
man, I can just see it now. Folks listening to us on their drive to the grocery store, and all of a sudden they're diving those shopping carts right inside going, that's how Manda, the winner at East Lincoln, did it. Manda Brown, East Lincoln Speedway winner, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication Headers Exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. In all transparency, I do most of the grocery shopping in our family, so maybe I'll have to get out there and gouge a little bit with my grocery cart next time I'm out at the Food Lion. Manda Brown, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. What's mechanically, I can't imagine you've got crew members and such. You work on this Crown Vic yourself and go racing with it for the most part?
Yes, I was lucky part of the year to have a crew that stood behind me and things, but life has kind of taken them on into different directions and things. But the best part about this class is the ability to get parts. You can go to your local parts stores. Most of them have them on the shelf. When it comes to bigger parts like fenders and hoods and things, the scrap yards have them readily available. Unfortunately, I've become best friends with the people at the scrap yard enough that they say, oh, we know we'll see you tomorrow and things like that. So it's a great entry level class. If you want to call anything cheap in racing, it's a good way to get out there, have fun, and not break the bank too bad.
So what modifications, from what I see, it does look like a Crown Vic that we would see with, a few safety things taken off the car so the glass wouldn't break and things like that. But what other things underneath the, where the driver compartment is, how hard is it to work on one of these things?
It's actually not hard at all. A lot of people are intimidated because they're fuel injection. They got computers like ECMs and things on them, unlike your typical Chevrolet 350 engine with a distributor cap and things. So a lot of times, if you're computer savvy, you can plug right into your OBD port and go to town on it.
Oh, my. So, a little bit of high tech, a little bit of ease on the wallet. Chicks in Vicks class winner, Manda Brown, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, schooling us on how the ease is to actually compete in one of these categories. And you finished in the top three, I believe, in points at Gaffney. Where else do they run the Crown Vicks where you competed so far in the Southeast?
So far, I've been very fortunate this year to be able to travel out. So we've been to Screvin's and run their, I believe it's called like the Winter Freeze. I had a blast doing that down there, seeing a new track, and ate very well. They have us weekly at Harris. They've had us at TR, been at TR. It's become a very, very popular class. I haven't been, but the big half mile at Lancaster has been calling my name, but I just haven't got the want and the, in my mind that I can do it or whatever quite yet. But it's definitely on the hit list to try to hit in 25.
Where would you like to go next year? Have you got a dream of one or two places you could let us know? We got about 20 seconds.
So I'd like to hit Witt. There's a couple more tracks down in Georgia I'd like to hit up, like Golden Isles and things like that, that I've been to watch late models and stuff run, and maybe some Tennessee tracks. They're definitely on my radar.
Manda Brown, keep your eyes open for her at tracks in Tennessee, Virginia, Georgia, because this gal from Gaffney, South Carolina, finds victory lane. Manda Brown, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Legends Dirt Nationals, NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, Alex McCollum. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show. Winning up there at historic Baps Motor Speedway, York, Pennsylvania. Certainly, a great deal. But for me, knowing some of your background, I was kind of shocked. Cookout, summer shootout, great victories here, runs, all of that. But certainly a pavement track. Wall Stadium, kind of near where you grew up in the racing world. Certainly a pavement track. Even your time playing over at Topgolf. There's no dirt there at Topgolf. How did you become a dirt racing guy to win the NX Dirt Nationals at BAPS to, from pavement so quickly? What was the magic?
Honestly, I don't know. me and my dad wanted to just go have some fun at BAPS. So we got the car ready for Dirt Nationals, and I ran a race at Fayetteville about 2 weeks ago, and I fell in love with it. And so we went to BAPS, and I just wanted to go have fun, have a top 10, but to come out with a win is just crazy.
Well, Alex McCollum taking crazy and making it into a championship. The NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion. A high, high honor in the world of Legends racing. Baps Motor Speedway last weekend in York Haven, Pennsylvania, playing host to that. Alex, originally from New Jersey, now living here in the Carolinas, getting things done. And you said you went to Fayetteville and fell in love with dirt racing. For those pavement guys hearing that, I'm sure they're like, what does he mean? Different. What was the difference that kind of made things fun for you when you made your first dirt start?
It's just the atmosphere. I mean, everything is so much different. I feel like it's kind of more relaxed dirt racing. It's not such a fast pace. Like, you get so much practice during asphalt. Dirt, you kind of just hop it and go. So the biggest thing I like was you had to change your racecraft up, because with all like the dirt, like, you have to change your lines constantly to try to gain momentum.
Alex McCollum, the INEX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. And ProFabrication making the exhaust systems for the Legends cars that guys like Alex use all across the country and even in more than 20 countries across the globe. So you got out there at Fayetteville and hit the dirt. And I would imagine sliding the way you typically things happen on a dirt track had to at least feel foreign at first. What were those first moments like when all of a sudden the wall at Fayetteville is coming at you and you're kind of like supposed to be sliding towards it?
It was a little weird at first, just trying to get like used to it. Like, all right, I got to turn here. Like the biggest thing was just kind of throwing the car into the turn. Like, I'm not used to, like, asphalt. You kind of have to be smooth with your hands and, like, smooth with the gas. But there, you just go all out. So that was probably the most fun and the most important thing to learn was just kind of throw it in there and just kind of get the biggest drive you can get off.
Well, Alex McCollum did learn all he could learn and then took that the very next time he was on a dirt track up to Baps Motor Speedway and won the INEX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Your battle with Tanner Jones, folks were saying, was incredible to be able to pull off this title. From inside the cockpit, what were those closing laps like and the fierce battle that you had with Tanner?
Yeah, me and Tanner had a really good race. He actually races for us on the asphalt side, and he was racing for Austin Bellemare on the dirt side. So to be able to race with Tanner on asphalt and dirt, it was fun. I came into his playground on the dirt, so I knew he was the guy to beat. So I followed him in practice, learned a few things, and was able to pick it up pretty quick. But he ran me super clean. We both had side-by-side racing for a handful of laps, but I think both of us checked out and just had a really good race between us.
Wow, that was what folks were saying, and you heard it from the driver that ended up victorious, Alex McCollum, the INEX legends, Dirt Nationals Pro Division champion, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. You said you followed him around and learned things. Is it important to follow the driver and how they're going with the car so much on dirt, or is it learning, you know, where the moisture and things like that are on the track that seems to make, you know, a difference? When I talk to dirt drivers, they're always chasing moisture high, low to be able to grab traction. Which one could you concentrate on, one over the other, or was it all encompassing?
Honestly, with it being only my second time on dirt, I kind of had to learn everything. That was my first time. The track was super slick in the features, so there was a little bit of a moisture on the bottom of 3 and 4 that I saw Tanner running there on the bottom in the feature, and I was just kind of running a high arch, trying to keep the momentum. But I'm like, man, if I can get clear, I can catch that moisture and have really good drive off. And I think we had a single file restart with 9 to go, and I was able to just catch that moisture and just stay ahead.
Wow, that is really cool. Alex McCollum, the NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division champion, finding that bit of moisture to provide the grip and the traction to his rear tires and to get the victory up at Babs Motor Speedway. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So what now? Do you go back to the pavement and try to grab a big victory on that side? Do you run late models? What's up in the future for Alex?
Yeah, we're preparing to get the car ready for Asphalt Nationals at Dominion Speedway next weekend. Hopefully we can go back-to-back in Nationals for dirt and asphalt, but we'll see. I think we'll have a really good piece going to Dominion, but we'll see how it turns out Thursday and Friday.
Well, Alex McCollum definitely going to be one of those, whether it's dirt now or pavement, certainly, as he's won many times. Always a contender. He is the NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division champion on the profabrication.com hotline. Alex, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max, for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Headed to Las Vegas Motor Speedway in March to enjoy great NASCAR racing? Then make your reservations now to stay at the South Point Hotel and Casino. The South Point has great race weekend ticket and room packages. Plus, they have a great variety of dining experiences and a world-class spa. Stay where the racers stay. The South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visit southpointcasino.com and book your springtime getaway today.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy.
And hope.
And love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, $10,000 he won last weekend at Toccoa Speedway in North Georgia, Kenny Collins. Hey, Kenny, welcome back to the show. pretty big race there. And from what I understand, your first $10,000 victory, especially in a big 100-lap race. By the way, you only led 90 laps. Let's start there. What happened with the other 10 laps? Why didn't you lead all of them?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me, Lenny. Well, to begin, I was on the front row with my cousin Drew, which is pretty cool for our family to, he locked up the fast qualifier money and all that, and we got to win the race, so we kind of swept the night. But we was racing pretty hard there and some lap cars, and I was trying not to push it. I didn't want to hurt the edges on my tires. Didn't want to get into him either, so it took us a little bit to get the lead, about 10 or 15 laps, but we were pretty good. Once we got the lead, we kind of set a pace and was able to hang on.
Yeah, Kenny, that's smart racing there, not just smart racing on the track to save your tires and such, but next month is Thanksgiving. You got a cousin. You might want to, not be sitting there across from the Thanksgiving table and asking him to pass something and end up throwing it at you because you wrecked him, right?
That's right. Yeah, me and Drew's pretty tight. We're about like brothers, and that's what we were talking about. We raced hundreds of video game races and just done all kind of stuff together like that. For our lives. That's the first time we ever got to race for the lead, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, Kenny Collins taking the $10,000 victory at Tacoa Speedway last weekend and being able to do it side-by-side with his cousin. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. And afterwards, Kenny wrote a very important post. You see a lot of posts afterwards, drivers and fans and friends will post different things on Facebook. Shane Chastain posted a great tribute to our guest, Kenny Collins, about a local racer doing good and such. But Kenny opened up a little something that I think is worth the radio audience taking a listen to. We all have our ups and downs. And the post you did started out with racing is the most humbling sport in the world out there. And what is the darker times been like, and how did this help you pull out?
Anytime you can pull off a big win or something like that, I don't know. It just seems like the racing gods or whatever, it always plays into a time when things hadn't been going well. And we've had a good year. I think we won 10 or 11 races, but the last couple of months, it's been pretty bad, and there's some other things going on. You know, the economy ain't great, so it's been a little harder to race and go places we want to go, and we hadn't really been able to spend the money we need to with our super program. I don't feel like to be as competitive as I want to be. And the last I went to Talladega the other night, and we were just horrible. I felt like I'd never made a good lap all night long. And I went on vacation last week and kind of had a week to sit around and think about that and some other stuff, and racing's been my whole life since I was 6 years old. It's all I ever done. Never took a year off. Never done anything else. Never had any other hobbies. You know, I got two little girls now that are, you know, I got one a year and one fixing to be eight. And wanting to spend more time at home and stuff like that. And all the time we put into racing, getting to wondering sometimes if it's worth it. And then, you know, things turn around and you pull off something big like us winning that race up there, and it really puts in perspective how important it is.
It definitely so. Kenny Collins, a family man, an entire family, obviously, racing his cousin up front, his mom, and all the family that supports him and all the people that support him in his Barry Wright race car, winning the $10,000 event last weekend at Tacoa Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But another part really opened up how racing has big faith, and racers will not only bow during the invocation, but as well, Friday night before the race, before you went to Tacoa, the next day you prayed, and I don't think it was just asking for a $10,000 check at the end of the race. It seemed like it was bigger in what you said in your post.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pretty religious guy. I mean, I always had a pretty good relationship with God, I feel like. And then last year I had an incident happen where I wound up getting saved. So that's changed a lot of stuff in my life for the better. And, just pray a lot more now and try to think about things and think things through better, make better decisions. Yeah, just kind of at a crossroads in my life, I felt like a little bit with how serious I still want to race. And, like I said, it's all I ever done. So it's obviously important, and just kind of ask for some kind of a sign as to whether I need to continue on doing this or not. At the, you know, as much as we do, at least, and we win a big race, biggest race I ever won. So I guess that was my sign.
It was indeed. Kenny Collins, the humbling effects of the last couple of months and such, and then some prayer and the sign he asked for to stay in the sport. A victory at Toccoa Speedway last weekend, his biggest payday yet at racing, a $10,000 victory. Kenny Collins is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So now, you know, it's fresh, it's new, it's back on it. You know, will you hit some more races before the end of the year? Do you just kind of hold off and get to working on the race car for next year? What's the next little bit for Kenny Collins going to be like?
Yeah, we're going to race a little bit more. Me and Eric Stifel owns this car, and he's pretty much let us go anywhere we wanted to go and race. So we're going to go to Livonia this weekend and run it again, and planning on going back there for their Georgia State race. And I'm sure we'll hit a few others before we wrap up. We ain't going to race too long into the winter. We got to back up and get our cars rebuilt and all for next year. But we're going to race another five or six times, I'd say.
Well, I'll tell you that it, that those are some prayers answered for Kenny Collins fans out there all across the country. Kenny Collins, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Toccoa Raceway winner, $10,000 last weekend, and a very special one. Where can folks follow you on the internet? The posts that I'm speaking about are out there. Where can they look those up to be able to catch up with you?
Yeah, I mean, I got a personal Facebook page there. We post a fair amount of stuff on, and then we got the Kenny Collins Racing page, and I think we got a racing website there too, KennyCollinsRacing.com, so y'all can check all that out. We appreciate it.
Kenny Collins, a great friend, and appreciate him taking the time to do this. Thanks for joining us, Kenny, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at HuntBrothersPizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk the latest NASCAR news.
I think all of those guys can win races at any given date. And I think that's what's going to make this playoffs really, really exciting.
Earlier in the season, when you asked me who's going to be the next driver to get their first win, I thought it would be Ty Gibbs, and it just hasn't materialized for him yet.
JC is only 16, but he's plugged into the sport unlike anyone you've ever met. That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the fourth annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobile One Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com for your next pizza. Getting closer to the end of the season, getting closer to those championship battles being decided. Get out Sport Grassroots Racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.